letting go, and be. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Instant Illumination. Letting go, being. Too many times we love our problems. Too many times we love the circumstances that others would think would be not very nice. I am amused by a lot of people who are helped by Alcoholics Anonymous and who are helped by Drug Anonymous. I'm not saying that that program is bad, but so long as these people continue to say, I am an alcoholic and I am a drug addict, they are not saying they are free of that problem. And to say you're not free of a problem means that that problem is forever yours. One woman talked to us a few moments ago on the telephone and indicated that she has been Alcoholics Anonymous for 30 years. And she said that she would like to have better finances in her life. She'd like to have better relationships in her life. She'd like to have many things in her life. And I said, if you tell yourself that you have bad relationships, if you tell yourself you have bad finances and so forth, if you go and spend beyond your means, and if you use bad judgment in your life, you're going to continue to have the problem. Now, if you're going to want the solution, and solutions are what we teach here, if you're going to want the solution of your finances, then you say to yourself, I am independently wealthy. Now, if a very wealthy person walked into a store where he was not known, and he tried to say, oh, just charge it to my account. Well, you don't have an account here. But I'm Mr. Rich. You don't have an account here. But I'm so rich I could buy the store out if I wanted to. But, sir, you don't have an account here. But don't you understand? And they say, Mr. Rich, I'm an employee of the store. I cannot give accounts to people that we don't know. Now, it may be true your name is Mr. Getty. It may be true that you are the owner of the Getty Oil Company. It may be true that you could buy and sell this store of ours every day of the week. But we dwell on principle here. We deal with principle. We do not want to make our customers ever have a condition that they cannot be happy about. We do not want our customers owing us money. If they have a credit card, then they owe it to the credit card people. And the credit card people pay us. But we do not want people owing us money. But you're in business to have this. No, we're in business to help people be abundant in their consciousness. And they don't spend money they don't have. That's a problem that has come along a long way in life, that people spend money they don't have because this is what they've been taught. When I was a boy, and that wasn't too long ago, 25 now, you know. So when I was a boy back in the 20s, my father always said, if you don't have the money, don't buy it. Save up, and when you save it up, you can buy what you want. I wanted a radio. I wanted a radio so bad, and the radio was $10. It was a beautiful radio, just a beautiful little radio that would have been so lovely in my room. And I needed the radio like terrible, you know. But my dad says, no, you save up for it, and then you buy it. I will not loan you the money. And so I saved up for it. Every penny I got, I put in the radio box. I put in the box for the radio, and it wasn't long. It was maybe 2 or 3 months, and I earned $10. Right during the middle of the Depression, I earned $10, and I put that $10 on that radio. And I will never forget that radio, how precious that radio was to me, how much that radio meant to me. And from that time on, I very seldom bought things I could not pay for. Houses or whatever, cars you buy on time. But these are things that we've allowed ourselves the luxury of poverty in. Now, if you can pay off a car in 3 years, you know, and that's what you figure, 3 to 4 years. If you can pay it off in 3 to 4 years, why not save the money for 3 or 4 years and then pay cash and get a big discount? And and buy, and then you'll have a newer car, 4 years newer than the one you would have had. But I want it now. Now I want it now. And you see, that condition is what destroys everyone. They want it now. No one has taught them that you save for things. No one has taught them that you take, when I was a youngster, we were taught to take our pennies to the bank. And we had a bank account for pennies. And it wasn't long before those pennies were dollars, and those dollars were hundreds of dollars. See, when you're taught to let money grow for you, to let it do beautiful things for you, you can buy anything you want. But then you're a little more careful about what you buy, because you want to make sure that it's what you really want. How many times have we bought things that we really didn't want? After we got it, we just gave it away. I do that often. I buy things that are so wonderful and so beautiful, and then after I have it for a week or two, I give it to somebody else who could use it better than me, I think. And perhaps they can, and perhaps they can't. Perhaps they put it in their box of white elephants too. But you see, when we let go, of this feeling, I've got to have it, this feeling I've got to have this, and we just be it, then everything works out for us to have it. Everything works out for us to enjoy all the blessings of life. This is an instant illumination that we can experience if we wish. But we can't experience it so long as we are in there trying to think of how we can manipulate the principle to accomplish what we want. Oh, you can have what you want. You can go out and you can get a loan. You can go out and get a credit card. Oh, they're so easily available. And you can go out and charge yourself beyond your limit. Beyond your limit. Foolishly, stupidly. And then you have to pay. And then while you're paying, you say, I'm not really using this object that I had to have. Because your judgment was a little off. We can be letting go of all these things and living in a very wonderful consciousness. Do you know why we want to spend so outrageously? Because we have this thing called merchandising, advertising. We get it in the newspapers, in the free papers that come around. We get it in the magazines. We get it on television. We get it on the radio. We hear it from our friends. And our friends park their new car out in the driveway so we can all be jealous of their new car. And so then our desire is to have a car a step ahead of what they got, because they're already locked into the one that they got. You see, that's unfortunate, very unfortunate. We can live as an illumined being right now in the fulfillment of every dream we could ever want and really enjoy it. I want to have a stretch limousine. Well, now, how often would you use a stretch limousine? So you get your stretch limousine, and all the neighbors say, can I have a ride in it? Can I have a ride in? And you tour everybody around in your stretch limousine until it's all dirty and dusty and messed up with all the footprints of the little children and the mommies and the daddies and the ice cream cones and the other things that they do, and you have to clean it out. Well, once it's used like that, the luster is gone from it. The new car luster that people love to have when they get into some new car. And so people come to your stretch limousine and they say, this smells like it's been around for quite a while, you know? Like a dog might have barfed in here or something, you know? And a dog had barfed in there. A dog had pissed on the carpet in there. A dog had done these various things and you didn't even know it. Because the neighbors just all got in and wanted a ride in your stretch limousine, because everyone didn't have a stretch limousine. You see, then what customers are going to want to get? Some woman in her beautiful white wedding gown getting into your stretch limousine, and a man in his tuxedo getting in your stretch limousine and smelling the dog urine that you don't even smell because you're so accustomed to it. And you put all sorts of fragrances in there. You put all sorts of perfumes in there to hide it, but it doesn't hide it. You know why it doesn't hide it? Because it's in your consciousness. You are so afraid that they're going to smell something, and sure enough, they do. And it might not even be there. Mm. It might not even be there. You see, our consciousness is quite powerful and quite lovely. And so it's up to us to let go of these things. Let go of trying to live up to the Joneses. Let go of wanting to have the newest and the latest of everything that comes out. And you know, we look at the computers and we want the latest computer. But it is misery getting the latest computer. Because the latest computer has new software in it that you have to learn, oftentimes quite different from the software you're familiar with. The latest computer has all of these blocks, these firewalls in it that block even your own articles from coming through. And is that what you want? Or do you want a simpler computer of simpler days, maybe 3, 5, 10 years ago, that'll do the same thing? And somehow the viruses don't stay in those older computers. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. But they stay in the new computer because they fight what the new computer has. You see, we have this instant illumination that's available to us if we will use it and not be taken in by the world of illusions and appearances around us. So think on these things and let them be a blessing to you, because you deserve only the best. Have a lovely day. Do beautiful things, and in every way be fantastic. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, you are here.
I love you.